This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The U.S. Republican National Convention starts Monday in Charlotte, North Carolina, with party stalwarts set to renominate President Donald Trump for a second term in the White House. The president is scheduled to speak four straight nights during a mix of live and virtual events. He's expected to attack Democratic opponent Joe Biden. In an AP interview, Winthrop University political science professor John Holder says President Trump needs to make a strong case for why he deserves a second term.
He can bash Joe Biden all he wants to, and last week Joe Biden and his campaign could bash Donald Trump all they wanted to, but he's got to make a positive, affirming case for his reelection, and you don't do that just by yelling out adjectives about the other guy.
Republicans aim to use the National Convention as a test bed for their efforts to reelect the president just weeks before the start of early voting. The Republican National Committee plans to hold more than 7,500 events across the country as part of a dry run of their Get Out the Vote efforts. The party is putting its hopes in its 2,000 field staffers and 1.9 million volunteers as it seeks to help Trump recover from a coronavirus-induced polling slump. White House advisor Kellyanne Conway said she will leave the Trump administration at the end of August, citing the need to focus on her family. Her departure, about 2 months before Mr. Trump seeks re-election, comes at a crucial time for the president. Conway was his third campaign manager in 2016, has been one of Mr. Trump's most loyal and outspoken defenders in public and on cable news. The decisions by the Conways comes a day after their 15-year-old daughter, Claudia, said on Twitter that she was seeking emancipation. She's previously been outspoken on social media against her mother's views. This is VOA News.